Elizabeth Fry is best known for her work to reform the prison system in England. She inspired other women to play a fuller role in the wider society beyond their important role in the home. Elizabeth was born in 1780 to a wealthy Quaker family, Joseph and Catherine Gurney. At that time, the Quaker movement was in its quietest phase, consolidating rather than reaching out. It was therefore something of a shock to other Quakers that members of the Gurney family wore fashionable and colourful clothes rather than the Quaker grey that had become the norm. Elizabeth, or Betsy as she was often called, was encouraged by her mother to become educated, and she learned history, geography, French and Latin, unlike most girls of her time. She kept a diary from a young age. She accompanied her mother on visits to the sick and poor in the district. Her mother died when Betsy was 12, and this was a major blow. As she struggled to decide on her right path in life, Betsy was influenced by a number of experienced friends, notably William Savory and Priscilla Gurney. She wrote around that time of her uncertainty about the course to follow and of her desire to do right in everything. As a result, she developed an acute sense of her calling to live her faith through practical help to others. She began running a Sunday school in her family home. Many of the children she taught were from poorer areas, and some even worked in factories. Elizabeth married Joseph Fry in 1800 and found in him a husband who supported her working outside the home. The Fry family were wealthy tea, coffee and spice merchants, and Elizabeth found it hard to get on with them at times, as her own sense of social justice was emerging. Initially, she focused on her family, and she had 12 children over a period of 20 years, and was fortunate to have servants and sisters to help in the household. Fearing that she might become the careworn and oppressed mother, Elizabeth started visiting the Islington Workhouse, which provided work and shelter for the destitute. She taught the children there. She also became more active in the Society of Friends and travelled extensively. In 1812, Elizabeth was approached by Stephen Grellet, a Quaker who had become alarmed by the awful condition of prisoners in the women's prison at Newgate. Elizabeth immediately started sending warm clothing and asked other friends to make baby clothes. Elizabeth and her sister-in-law then visited the prison and persuaded the authorities to let them see the women there. The conditions were indeed desperate, so Elizabeth began visiting regularly with clothing and clean straw for the sick to lie on. The authorities feared that she would be in physical danger because the prisoners were wild and savage, but Elizabeth went calmly to meet the women and was well received. She prayed with them, and they were moved by her words of love for them. Two of Elizabeth's daughters, Catherine Fry and Rachel Creswell, later spoke of her work in the following terms, quote, "She encountered in the prisons every grade and variety of crime, the woman bold and daring and reckless, revelling in her iniquity and hardened in vice, her only remaining